100%.
All right. So this is a big deal. We have the first proof of some form of life that is self-mobile.
Holy moly. Like a million. Oh, wow. What is that?
I think I saw this in Aliens 2. Like, clearly, that's not just liquid. It's rotating. You know, right? Welcome to today's interview here on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, and we are now in week 3 of the incubation experiments of the chemtrails fallout sample or mystery fog sample that Dr. Jane Ruby sent me from Florida. And she is here joining us today as we are, for the first time in a week, looking at the results of the incubation. I've got my microscope booted up and running here. So welcome, Dr. Jane Ruby. It's great to have you back.
Great to be back, Mike. I'm really looking forward to your results. This has been quite the mystery.
Well, absolutely. And remember, last time we talked, we had spotted at least 3 different types of life from your sample. And then there was a 4th type that showed up when I was doing a video myself. And I wonder what we're going to see today. So I'm running the incubation on my desk. I just put the sample under the microscope, and we are going to take a look. What would you like to tell our audience just introducing this before we zoom in here?
Sure, because I've seen a lot of people talking about it, which is great, on social media. I'm hoping a lot of other people start to analyze their samples, anything they can collect over time from the air fallout. This was taken from a very large area over about 7 months. It's a fairly large yard where a lot of plantings are happening with, I created a greenhouse over them because I'm concerned about what's falling. And the property sits in front of a preserve, and then on the other side of the preserve is the Atlantic Ocean. So just to give people a perspective, I've heard some people say, well, it was from an apartment in some other city. This is in the West Palm Beach area, so it is in Southeast Florida. Very close to the ocean. There's really nothing industrial that I'm aware of, heavy industrial around this area where the collection took place. It's like I said, about 5 miles from the ocean on the east, and nothing, just a little bit north of West Palm. So just to give people a perspective of it, these were clean polyurethane tarps that are part of a framing that goes, you can create a greenhouse effect at different sizes over many different plants. So just so that people understand, and I know, Mike, you've mentioned before that you've tested the plastic to make sure there were no pre-existing metals or radioactive material or anything like that, and that it was clean, so to speak. So,
yeah, exactly. Thanks for bringing that up. Thanks for that background explanation. So
yeah,
let's go to the microscope view here, and I want to zoom out first, and I want to show people. Remember those things that looked like diploid eggs, we were calling them, and they looked,
yes,
like they were, quote, hatching in some way. Well, yep, we now see a lot of these structures that look like they are growing into cell type material. We see a lot of these spheres. You see kind of in the center of the screen there, you see that sphere.
Yes.
With a very, very clear cell wall. And if I focus it correctly, you can actually kind of see inside it a little bit. You see that?
Oh, wow. That's powerful. While you're doing that, can I ask a quick question, Mike? We saw them, like,
yes,
you said, you started calling them diploid. So they were like these two bulbous things that were kind of connected with a wall between them. Are you seeing in the post-initial incubation, are you seeing those open up?
No,
structure.
We saw those diploid structures did open up, and then they kind of, I'm going to just generically say, they gave birth to something that came out of the middle of, like, the two halves opened up like an egg, and then something large and very translucent came out of the middle, and that began to grow. Because, the challenge here, as you've mentioned, is we often don't know what forms of life these are. I mean, we can show them, and we can show that they're living, we can show that they're growing and expanding week after week, clearly. But until we get something that's like moving on the screen that we can clearly show moving, something's got a tail, It's it's right. difficult for
Something's
us to know what
up
these
with
are.
Something else. Yeah, right. I'm waiting to see them mesh or start to move or start to construct other things from themselves. And I'm saying those three things because that's what I've observed from other people's efforts to incubate. Yeah.
I just saw something swimming across
that's
the
okay.
screen.
Swimming?
Well, okay. Now I'm seeing, do you see it going across right there?
Where your cursor, like
it's
lower
right
left?
In the center right now.
In the center. Okay.
But it's very subtle. There, it's.
Oh yeah, I see it.
It's semi-transparent.
Clear, small. Yep. Now it's moving. Wow. It's on the move.
Yeah, it's right in the center right now. It's a little white dot.
It's going straight up.
Yeah.
Sure.
We can say for sure we've got stuff moving in this sample. That's the second case that I saw here today. Watch the center of your screen.
That's a big one. Oh yeah, that's moving. Oh wow, Mike. Can bacteria move like that?
There it is. Look at it.
It's big and it's moving fast. Where is it going?
It's going to the McDonald's drive-thru. there's one
specs.
Right across the top.
Oh, that's huge. 100%.
All right. So this is a big deal. We have the first proof of some form of life that is self-mobile.
What's that black dot at the... Oh, what's that?
Yeah, good question.
That they're all gathering around.
There we go.
Dr. Lee calls them sprouts. I wonder if it is
sprouts.
A plant life form. Yeah.
What on earth
we
is that?
We did not see all of this growing on structures.
Yeah, and
before
this is,
you incubated.
You know, this is what's falling out of the sky in Florida.
And God knows where else.
And yeah, exactly.
That's a very strange structure, isn't it, Mike? It looks like a daisy in the middle.
That is pretty strange.
With a long stalk. And what is that sort of star-shaped expansion out of the top of it?
Wait a second. Look at this.
What do you got?
It's semi-translucent, but look at
the
pattern.
Look at all those spikes. Look at the spikes coming off, all those hundreds of teeth-like things coming off of that.
Yep. Look at this. This is something totally different. Let me try to focus this a little better. Holy moly.
It's like a million. Oh, wow. What is that?
I think I saw this in Aliens 2. So the question, Jane, is what's going to happen, you know, as we keep incubating this? I mean, I'm hoping that the larger these structures become, then the more clues we will have and the public will have of what the life forms are.
Yeah, and much more specificity with your new incoming microscope. I'm looking forward to that.
Like, look at this structure.
Okay.
Okay, so that weird, like, skeletal mirrored pattern leads to these
brain blobs.
Yeah,
what's incubating in there?
Blobs.
What is inside of that?
This is the brain blob. Okay. You can clearly see now, like, I'm not touching it. That thing is moving. Right?
He's moving.
There's no
question. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. He's not darting, but he's moving.
He's moving.
Seemingly independent.
And he's also moving in depth. That's why the focus keeps changing. So he's like, I'm going to go to the deep end of the pool here.
Mike, you know what keeps coming up? I hate to say it, but.
What?
Microscabies.
Microscabies?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Your face.
I'm going to have to get out the flamethrower over here.
All of a sudden.
Well, look at this giant thing. What is this? I got that.
Oh, look. That thing is moving. Maybe that's floating. It doesn't look like the other thing.
Why is it floating
thing,
in one direction?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
It's not just...
Can you zoom in? I know you got to chase him, but can you center him and zoom? He's moving faster.
He's moving fast.
Oh, he's picking up speed.
This is like a delivery service here. I mean, This thing's got cargo.
And look, he's got all those.
Holy moly!
Those little grape-like structures on him. Can you zoom in?
Well, the more I zoom in, the harder it is to track.
Okay.
So, like, this is
what's propelling him. He's bigger.
I have no idea.
Whoa!
This gives me a chance to zoom in on it.
Really? Break free from what? Those,
I don't know. It got stuck.
Grape-like structures around it.
Oh, okay. Now I'm seeing other things moving that are almost translucent. Like, clearly, that's not just liquid. It's rotating. You're right. It's square dancing. If we don't get an expert who can nail all this stuff, we're going to have to make up our own glossary of bizarre terms. Like the alien looking blob burping a predator, you know.
Right. There we go. The way it was spelled.
You see that?
Yeah.
That's the most light I can get on it.
Well, you've got movement. You've got something intentionally moving and two different things.
That's the bottom line. Yet,
right?
Yeah.
Two different things.
We saw small runners and then we saw the mobile blobs. I saw a FedEx van there going across.
The mobile blobs with those random grape-like structures attached.
I think those were the porch pirates that had just stolen somebody else's delivery.
Mike, this is a sick government. It's a sick, sick government.
Look, bottom line is, number one, I really want to thank you for, you know, not just providing this sample, but helping me analyze it, helping me get the word out. I'm helping you get the word out, you know. Your handle is Real Dr. Jane Ruby on X, right?
On X, yeah. And look for the blue check mark because, you know, Mike, I don't understand it. I'm not the most well-known influencer, podcast, or whatever you want to call it. And I've got like 30 imposters on X. I just try to, they've got thousands of followers, not as many as me, but I'm telling them, guys, I'm the only one with the blue check mark. Nobody else has my driver's license. They can't prove that they're me, but it's just astounding. I don't know what they want with me, but anyway, I'm glad to be with you and partner with you. And this is our second major round. We did the white embalmer clots together. You were the only person who would do it.
Yeah.
And God bless you for it. Now we're doing this. And I really hope people come forward and start, examining their environments, take it to a lab, do something with it.
And I'm hoping that within about a week, so I'll let you know when our new microscope comes in, it's set up and working. I'll send you some photos. Once that's running, I'll invite you back on. We should have another week or maybe week and a half of incubation by that time. So maybe this is going to be like, the public pool at that time. It's going to be filled with who knows what.
I mean, if it's swimming around. If it's twice as much and many things are moving, I mean, you that's going to be very interesting. And that's time to move to really, culturing it or finding out if it's what kind of an animal it is.
Yeah. Well, for now, I'm just going to keep, I'm watching still, that thing is still moving. I'm just going to keep incubating.
Is this the first time today you've seen it moving?
Yeah. This is the first time.
Didn't you? Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. So
yeah. Well, it's not like I'm in here every day looking at this. I mean, gosh.
Yeah. I'd keep a camera on it at night while you're sleeping. I mean, you don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah. This thing,
the time-lapse photography thing.
Well, the good news is, we've got good air purification technology that kills anything that gets in the air. This is all under a Petri dish. That's got a lid on it. And then it's inside the dome on top of that, plus the air purification. And I've got chlorine dioxide here if I need to really just go all out killing it. And a Glock.
And black seed
depends
oil.
On how big it gets.
And a Glock. Oh, gosh. Yeah, take it out to the backyard.
Five rounds to the Petri dish. Yeah. That'll probably just spread it, It would laugh eat the bullets. I'm coming back.
I just want to wake up and have it be like January 5th, 2020, and the whole thing was a bad nightmare, and it never happened. All of it.
Yeah. Well, I think those days are long gone. We're under assault, and I don't know. I mean, we don't know what all this stuff is, but we know that there's a whole history of military medical experiments on the American people. Mm-hmm. Whole history. Ocean spray and many other programs. And Jane, you and I both believe that they're engaged in exactly these kinds of programs right now. They're dropping something on us on purpose. We just haven't figured out what it is yet.
Yeah, I hope we do in time. And after our last session, let me just add this really quickly. You had a great list, and I took notes as we went down. I'm going to go watch it again. But you had a list of maybe 15, 20, 30 operations. Like
yes.
Sea spray and all, but you had like 30 of them. And
I'm going to publish that, yeah.
I wish you would publish it because Sasha Latapova paid very close attention to that list, and she went back in after our show on that, and she actually connected many of them to famous flu epidemic pandemics, okay? Big quotes, okay? They created it, and her bottom line was, and I'm starting to agree with her more and more, that both of the flu seasons, spring and fall, are created. They create
yeah, I saw
it and
your,
drop it.
I saw your post on that. The U.S. Army creates flu season by dropping.
Dropping it weeks in advance and
dropping
then saying,
it on people.
Oh, we're expecting a bad one.
Right.
Right. And then, and here's the vaccine for it. Go see your doctor for, you know, fall 2025, you know, vaccine for the flu.
Right.
And they've done that for many, many years. And that's from her receipts. I didn't just like say it because it sounded great. It was after I did the show with her. Let people go
and
back and watch
point,
the show and read. Yeah.
It's to get people to take the jabs, which are clearly depopulation bioweapons. There's no question. I mean, even
definitely.
The people, even the science-based people who were initially, they would never talk about depopulation at first. Even they now admit it's depopulation. I mean, look at the numbers. Look at Ed Dowd's numbers. You know,
mm-hmm.
even Kirsch
so.
Is out there talking about the massive death rate increase and so on. He's one of those guys who took the vaccine. And then recently apologized for telling people to take the vaccine, which I honor him for apologizing for that. Bottom line is, Dr. Ruby, this has been very intriguing, a little bit freaky. And we're mm-hmm. nowhere done with this investigation, but we shall continue with an upgraded microscope and another week or so of incubation next time we get together.
Looking forward to it, Mike. Thanks.
Thank you, Dr.
Thanks so
Ruben.
Much for everything you're doing.
You too. Be well. Be safe. Keep the air purifier
you
running
too.
Since you're there. This is from your property. So
that's right.
Yeah.
It's dangerous down here.
Florida air. I don't know. Maybe it's in Texas too. We don't know. But thank you, Jane, and thank all of you for watching today. This has been another microscopy investigation here at Brighttown.com. Much more coming up in the weeks and months ahead. We will keep you posted. And it's alive, and it's growing, and it's moving. So it's going to get more interesting with each chapter here. Thanks for watching today. Take care, everybody. All right, we've put together some really amazing product kits that are discounted as a whole for Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there from myself and healthrangerstore.com. And check this out. We put together this kit. It's called Mom's Aromatherapy Oasis. So what we have here for you are 7 essential oil products that are all laboratory tested. We have organic Breathe essential oil blend, organic immunity blend, frankincense essential oil, lavender, eucalyptus, rosemary, and sweet orange all together with an overall savings of over $31 compared to purchasing them separately. This is a bonus kit. Again, Mom's Aromatherapy Oasis. These are some of my favorite essential oils. I especially love frankincense. And personally, I use frankincense with DMSO because I like to really drive frankincense deeper into the tissues. It's got amazing properties. So some of these are designed just to use in a nebulizer, some of them for topical use, but they all have amazing benefits. You can get it all right now during our Mother's Day sale. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. no space, no apostrophe, just Mother's Day all together, and you'll save about 30% compared to purchasing these separately because we have the bundle price. Again, it's called Mom's Aromatherapy Oasis. It's available now, healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day, during our Mother's Day sale event, where you also get double points back. And if you want to get delivery of this for sure before Mother's Day, order this before May 1st, but you can also order after. We just can't 100% guarantee delivery by Mother's Day. But we thank you for your support, and we are grateful for all the moms out there that help create a future for the human race. Thank you so much. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.